This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke by telephone today discussing Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election, bounties allegedly placed on the heads of American troops in Afghanistan, the New START treaty, Ukraine, and a widespread hack of U.S. computer systems that has been blamed on Russia. Mr. Biden told Putin that the U.S. supports Ukraine against Russia's aggression in that country. U.S. intelligence agencies have accused Russia of interfering in the 2016 presidential election. Biden told reporters Monday that the U.S. and Russia must work together on a New START treaty, which deals with a bilateral nuclear arms reduction. Russia has reported today that that treaty is in the works. And Mr. Putin denied on the phone call that his country placed bounties on the heads of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. U.S. Senate Republicans appear to be edging away from convicting former President Donald Trump of inciting insurrection in the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol by hundreds of Trump supporters who looked to confront lawmakers as they debated certifying Joe Biden as the winner of the November election. All 100 senators, that's 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans, are being sworn in Tuesday as jurors in Mr. Trump's impeachment trial, although the heart of the case has been put off until February 9th. The Republican lawmakers hold Mr. Trump's fate in their hands, even with the former president's four-year term in the White House ended January 20th with Biden's inauguration. A two-thirds vote is needed for conviction, meaning 17 Republicans would have to turn against Trump for a conviction, assuming all 50 Democrats vote as a bloc. If Mr. Trump is convicted, a separate vote could bar him from ever holding public office again. You can follow that story at our website, VOA.